AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. California Governor Gavin Newsom filed an emergency motion requesting a court to intervene after President Trump ordered the deployment of National Guard members to Los Angeles. Now, a federal court hearing is scheduled for Thursday afternoon in San Francisco. It'll be looking at whether the administration can use the military to assist with immigration raids in the city. Meanwhile, at a press conference in Los Angeles, U.S. Attorney for the Central District of California, Bill Esaley, thanked the president for sending in the National Guard.
The president had no choice but to call in the National Guard to protect our assets and our personnel. Our agents and our law enforcement were overwhelmed, and we are grateful for the help of the National Guard that we've received.
That's audio from ABC 7 Los Angeles. In other news, Iran said Thursday it would establish a new enrichment facility after a vote against it at the Board of Governors at the International Atomic Energy Agency, adding that other measures are also being planned and will be announced subsequently. The U.S. is reducing its presence of personnel in the Middle East, AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
As talks between the U.S. and Iran over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear capability appear to be breaking down, and with veiled threats of use of force by both sides, the United States is now drawing down the presence of those not deemed essential to operations in the region due to potential unrest. The State Department has ordered the departure of all non-essential personnel from the American Embassy in Baghdad and has authorized the departure of non-essential personnel and family members from Bahrain and Kuwait. The Defense Department has authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents from locations across the region. The next set of talks are tentatively scheduled for this weekend in Oman, but it's looking increasingly unlikely that those talks will happen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on RFK Jr.'s new vaccine committee.
U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named 8 new vaccine policy advisors to replace the panel that he abruptly dismissed. They include a scientist who researched mRNA vaccine technology, Dr. Robert Malone. He ended up becoming a conservative darling for his criticisms of COVID-19 vaccines. Malone was also a leading critic of pandemic-era lockdowns. Kennedy's decision to retire the previous 17-member panel was widely criticized by doctors groups and public health organizations. They're afraid the advisors would be replaced by a group on board with Kennedy's desire to reassess and possibly end long-standing vaccination recommendations. The committee makes recommendations to the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC directors almost always approve those recommendations on how Food and Drug Administration cleared vaccines should be used. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.